It's the 2nd of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. At least two new schools in Bedford have been constructed in an area where there is consistent air pollution concerns. Air quality measured at Wixom's Tree Primary School and Great Ouse Primary Academy exceeded the acceptable standards set by the World Health Organization. The main pollutants are particulate matter, or PM2.5 and PM10, pumped into the air from industrial sources, and nitrogen dioxide, or NO2, linked to our dependence on fossil fuels. These irritants can cause respiratory conditions such as asthma, especially in children. Researchers at King's College in London and Evelina London Children's Hospital produced the study, and they believe air quality issues should be a government priority. Anglian Water is installing equipment to remove phosphorus used in cleaning products from airy rivers that can be harmful to creatures found in the wild. Along with their At One Alliance, consisting of 8 specialised companies, Anglian is investing £15 million across 3 counties, including Bedfordshire, to improve river water quality. 25-year-old former Bedfordshire police officer James Barrett Burnett has been convicted of sexual assault on 2 counts. The investigation dealt with incidents from the beginning of 2022 when the officer was off duty. Cambridgeshire Police's Chief Constable Nick Dean, in his decision, said, "There is little doubt that he has damaged the reputation of the police service and brought discredit to it. I find that amounts to gross misconduct." Mr. Barrett Burnett will be sentenced later in the year. A wind turbine installed at Checkley Wood, close to Leighton Buzzard, has been named England's most powerful for generating 3 million kilowatt hours of energy. New Labour MP Alex Mair visited the structure, which has produced enough energy this year alone to power over 1,600 homes in the area. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same 4 walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.